One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, Catherine. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. What brings you to the late night alternative tonight when you should be fast asleep in bed?
Go to bed.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm in Denver, so it's middle of the afternoon. It's like Ian and Kath in the afternoon.
Yes, mate.
Beautiful.
Yes,
it is. How is Denver this afternoon?
It's 98 degrees, sunny. It's the pollen count's really high, but it's absolutely lovely. And I've been working at home for about 3 or 4 months now because of lockdown. My company's quite smart in terms of letting people work from home, and a lot of other people had to go back to work. And I only had to go into work 1 week a month at the moment, so that's rather nice. But the reason I'm calling, I just wanted to ask you about that. You sent on Twitter, there's that lovely picture of that pie you made the other day.
Oh yeah, nice pie. Vegan.
What was the meat in there? Because it looked like beef, but obviously it wasn't. It's like sort of faux beef.
No, there was no faux beef. It was lentils, carrot. And lentils and mushrooms are kind of the meat. Yeah, lentils, carrot, and mushrooms were kind of the basic stuff. There was no faux meat in there, and it's a good pie. I'm going to go and get the book because we keep talking about the book.
Yeah, and you know what? When he started saying, "Oh, look, let's try eating vegan for a bit," because he's been cooking my tea when I came over, I thought, "Oh, I'm going to end up starving." No, really feeling really satisfying, and also you feel a bit lighter, you know, rather than stodged up.
Less bloated. We've had three recipes from the book, and tonight was a frozen vegan pizza with a little bit of salad and some leftover pie from last night, and it was beautiful. So there we go. Jack Munro, vegan-ish. I went on Twitter and just said, anyone recommend a good book? And this one was recommended quite a lot, and I like Jack Munro. I don't know her, but I just like her, and I like her style, and I like what she stands for. And I got it, and it has been really, really good. Let me just say, the pie was just... we're doing stroganoff tomorrow, Catherine.
Oh, that stroganoff is good.
Yeah, it's just carrots, mushrooms, lentils. And that's it.
And how did you make the pastry? Is it just normal pastry then?
I bought the pastry. I bought the pastry.
It was short crust, wasn't it?
Yeah, I cheated. Listen, I'm not going to go that far down the route. I cheated a little bit. But this is the thing, right? Andrew, I don't know how to cook for myself. I don't know how to look after myself. I don't know these things. And so this is one of the reasons I'm doing veganism, is just because it means I have to think a little bit more about what I eat. And it makes it a little bit harder to constantly just go and eat biscuits and to snack and do all of that. So I'm kind of the start of this week, I chose the meals that I wanted throughout the rest of the week. So I had to buy all the ingredients. And I bought some cheese and some bits and pieces, vegan cheese for snacks and stuff like that. And so far it's worked perfectly. I'm going to do it for a month. That's what I'm aiming for. And then at the end of the month, see how I feel, see if I've lost any weight. It would be a nice byproduct if I did, but not the reason for doing it. And seeing how I feel. But also, I'm not being completely strict about it. The first day I bought egg noodles by mistake. And I wasn't going to throw them away. I did it and went, okay, well, that's a slight concession. I can live with that, you know. So I'm not beating myself up about it.
You were a vegetarian for a long time, weren't you?
I was a vegetarian for 26 years, yeah.
And then the children had a dinner that they didn't quite finish. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it was spaghetti bolognese that my wife had made. She was an amazing cook, and I just tasted the sauce to make sure it was cooked properly, and it was so delicious. I just kept tasting it a bit, and then when they'd left it, I kind of ate it, and I was doing that for a few weeks, and I thought, oh, this is dishonest. This is not good. So I phoned my wife up one day. I said, look, I'm going to ask you a favor. I'd really appreciate it if you didn't ask me any questions, but tonight, once I've done it, I'll happily talk about it, but I feel very uncomfortable. But could you cook me? Do you know how to cook a steak? I'd never had steak. So do you know how to cook steak? Would you mind cooking me a steak for dinner tonight?
You're talking to a half Greek woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how to cook dot, dot, dot?
Yeah. Yes, I had steak, and it was like, oh my God, I was just sucking the steak and the next day I felt full of energy and I could see colors brighter. And so I was back on the meat, but ethically, I don't agree with meat eating, but one of the reasons I became a vegetarian was for ethics, for David ethics. But yeah, so I don't know where this is going to go, Andrew. I'm not making any lifelong plans. I'm just planning for the next 3.5 weeks.
A lot of celebs are doing it at the moment. I think Chris Evans is going vegan as well, or we've gone vegan on his show. But I think the lady you talked about, the cookbook, she guested on his show at one point.
I think they're right. I think vegans are right. It's better for the planet. You know, however, there is no humane way of killing animals. There's no humane way of milking cows. You know, that is torturous, and they're injected with drugs, and they have their calves ripped away. You know, the vegan argument is a really, really strong one. There's very little kind of flaws with it. But also, I tell you what annoys me is when you'll get right-wing commentators, or just like Piers Morgan, who just take the piss out of veganism, and it's like, well, don't do that.
So what harm does it do to you?
No, exactly. Don't do that. You know, when Piers Morgan had a heart attack.
Greg's hot dog, wasn't it?
Vegan sausage roll. Yeah. He had a heart attack. I was thinking, well, no, don't do that. That's silly. That's belittling people who have a slightly different attitude to you. Why are you a vegan, Andrew, or are you considering it?
No, I'm considering it. I'm considering it. I don't eat any red meat anymore. I just eat chicken and fish. And I'm sort of thinking about getting rid of that and going the vegan route. But I think it'd certainly be healthier for me in the long run.
Mm.
And then since lockdown, I mean, I've got 3 dogs that I walk 6-7 miles a day. I live right along a trail in the mountains, so I do a lot of, you know, exercise. I need to run a little bit more, so I'm just trying to get rid of some of the carbs, some of the fat, some of the dairy, that sort of thing would be very beneficial, I think.
Yeah,
but it looks so good. The picture looks so good, and Cass very lucky that she comes over. You cook her meal.
I think you've got a good deal. I'm lucky that she'll eat with me as well.
But in the past, I've done it for you, haven't I?
Yeah. Oh, of course. And we used to, there was part of the ritual of doing the radio show together is that we would either eat in the canteen or we'd go out for a meal before, or we'd buy, you know, stuff to eat together. That was part of it. And during lockdown, I don't like people and I'm not very sociable, but I have missed sitting down and having a meal. So I'm lucky that Kath, you know, doesn't eat with her kids, does sometimes, but comes over and has dinner later with me. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of a nice... It makes this all a bit more special, I think.
I also think that if you live on your own, it's very easy not to bother, not to look after yourself, because it's, you know, why would you cook? You know, it could be a bit of a faff if you're on your tod, but you've got a little mission now, haven't you?
Yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good. But it's a good book, Andrew. And it's really... I'm not a cook. Right? I'm a cook. It's a Steven Seagal line.
It was a terrible film.
I'm a cook. But is that the one on a train or a boat?
No, the boat where Erica Eleniak comes out of the cake.
I don't know if I've seen it, but I'd like to. That's tomorrow's movie. It's the recipes are really simple, is what I'm trying to say. And
Katie was a good guest, by the way. Really good guest.
I love her so much. Yeah. What a find.
Her BBC show on Yacht Rock was amazing. It was so funny. She was on Rollerblades, I think.
Can you think of anyone better as well to tell you all about it? She's just got that thing, and you just want to hear her expound the virtues of all this kind of what could be, you know, is cheesy stuff, but she just, you know, she's so good.
Hey, nice one, Andrew. Nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed. Just again, I know Jack Mamro, Veganish is the book I got, and it was because loads of people recommended it, and I like her, and we're going to do that burger at some point.
Oh, yes, we are. What is that?
Look at this. Look at the. Where are we? Look at the state of that burger. I might not go into focus because I've got the camera on an odd setting. That burger looks awesome.
Take it from me. It's a juicy burger.
That's happening. That is happening. Oh, we got a phone call. Good evening, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. How the devil are you?
I'm good, thank you. You well?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. What is that? What is that picture of behind you?
That? That's a collage that I made end of last year.
It looks incredible, man. What is the centre of it? At first I thought it was like the human.
So did I,
an anatomical thing. But what is the centrepiece of that?
I think it was like a bottle of rum or something that had like a poster that came with it, and I cut it out. And I just had loads of trash, and I was clearing out some cupboards, and I was like, "What am I going to do with all this stuff?" So I just decided to put it into a collage because it's better than sitting in a drawer.
I love it. You're absolutely right. I also like the fact that, he's a guitar player. No, he's not. That's a rock band guitar. He's got
I've got one of those under my bed.
He's got hanging on the wall. Love it.
Yeah, I love it.
I bought Beatles Rock Band the other day, but I haven't got a guitar.
I've got one.
Man. Have you?
Yeah.
Have you got two guitars?
No.
Bring a guitar around. Bring a guitar around.
Yeah, but I think mine's for Nintendo.
Well, then you haven't got
But I've got Beatles Rock Band.
But why would you say that then?
You
haven't got a guitar then that is useful to me.
Not the one that's useful to you, but I have got a guitar. Why is it all about you?
Because I was the one talking about. Do you see what you've done, Michael? You've come on here and you've caused nothing.
With your guitar.
You've caused nothing but arguments, for crying out loud.
What are all the post-its? You look like either a very forgetful man or a very organised man.
A little from column A, little from column B. I'm trying to write a novel, so they're trying to kind of track my novel that I've been writing for a few years. Albeit, like, take some baby steps and then some big leaps forward, and then you stop for a while and then you go back to it. So, yeah, it's hard. But, yeah, so, yeah, I'm trying to keep track of it, but it's not
Sorry, man. I feel like you've called up in good faith and been brave enough to use the Skype, and I feel like we're deconstructing your life, and I hope you don't think we're being rude.
No, man, it's all good. I know the shtick. It's fun.
Okay, nice one, all good. What can we do for you, Michael?
I heard during the trial test episodes that you said something about doing a Lost Revisited.
Ooh.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And I wanted to know more because I'm a massive Lost fan. And I loved when you did the Sky Lost show. That was amazing.
I've flown to Hawaii twice.
Right? I know.
Have you ever been to Hawaii, Kat?
No, my parents have.
It's a long old flight. It's about 27 hours because you have to fly all the way to LA and then you have to stop in LA for ages. And then it's like another 12 hours or something. It's a long flight. And I was only there. We went twice and I think I was there for 5 days for one. I think I was there for 2 days for the second. And I got to go on the set of Lost. I was almost in Lost. I was made up. I had the green Dharma overalls on and I was about to go in it. And then Jack Bender, the director, was up for me walking past, pushing a bike. And then someone from the union said, well, he's not union. You can't use him. You can't use him in the background. And and for those who don't know, I did a podcast for Lost, and it was one of the first, if not the first, podcasts that was accompanying a TV show. And this is how long ago this was, Michael. I got that job on MySpace. A guy called Colin, messaged me on MySpace because they'd heard me talking about Lost on LBC and said, we're a new company and we're doing a podcast about Lost. Would you be up for presenting it? Best email, best MySpace DM I'd ever had, because I got 6 years of work out of that and got to meet the cast of one of my favourite shows.
What's in your hair? Someone's saying in the chat, there is something in your hair.
Get it out then. Get it out!
What is that? Plaster.
Oh, God, the roof's going to fall in. It's been one of them shows, right?
Click, record and play.
That's all that was missing.
So I did a podcast, and I did, then became a vodcast, and then there were a few TV shows and stuff like that, and there's some bits of it on YouTube. And I was talking about doing, as well as doing this, the Late Night Alternative, which is out as a podcast, I've kind of got another podcast stream that I've never, not really used, called Ian Lee Bonus, and Bonus. And I was doing the 11 o'clock shows revisited, where I watched old TV shows that I've been in. And it dawned on me that it now might be a good time, Michael, for me to rewatch Lost.
Hell yeah.
And do like an episode by episode commentary. Maybe speak to my friend's Geeky Tom, to see if he fancies coming on and having a chat, you know, seeing if he's still as...
I used to love watching you guys go back and forth and talk about it on the show. It was genius. It was just like heightened the show, and it was the highlight for the week after
Paul,
the show. It was
Paul
great.
Was, I couldn't remember the other guy's name for some reason.
He
moved to America.
He did the magazine as well, didn't he?
He did the magazine. He's moved to America now. He's a really successful book editor and over there. So I might invite them to come on if they fancy having a chat once in a while. It's probably going to happen. I want to get this up to speed. I want to get this nice and smooth. And tonight has been nice and smooth. I've got a lot of spare time at the moment. So why not watch an episode of Lost and record a little accompanying?
Are you ready to go back there? Because, you know, you said to me that it took you a long time to get over the disappointment.
So angry at the end.
I loved the end. I loved it. I was a big fan. I think it's the perfect ending to any show.
The whole last season was the bit for me that made me think the last season was not going to work was when, and I can't remember any of their names, but when Driveshaft were playing at like a sort of jazz festival with the scientist guy.
Yeah, they were playing. And it was the Flash Sideways, though. So
yeah,
that was,
and I just thought, this sucks. I thought the ending wasn't great. And so much so that I took, a couple of years ago, I took all of my DVD box sets to a charity shop, got rid of them, and I never watched the final season. There was an extra disc of Hurley and Ben Linus on the island, and I never watched that 25-minute
It's
never
worth
watched
it,
it,
man. It's worth it. Have you never watched it since it debuted on TV? Have you not rewatched it? Right. I think if you rewatch the show, I think you'll change your opinion about the ending and the whole thing.
Okay. I can understand that. It was
And with
this
retrospect,
thing colored your attitude to series. You won't watch a series anymore because it's too much commitment. And he goes, I just know what's going to happen. They're going to let me down.
No. It's all good. And especially with 15 years of hindsight, learning, maturity.
15 years. Geez, suddenly I feel old. But also, we never found out who was shooting on the rowboats when they're jumping through time. And then there's Sawyer and someone else are on one of the rowboats and they're getting shot at. And we never found out who was shooting at them. And
wasn't it themselves?
No, it wasn't. Everyone was going, well, it should be themselves. But we never found out.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't remember for sure.
I tell you what's kind of whetted my appetite for it a bit. Is I recently watched the TV series of The Watchmen, and I've just finished season one of The Leftovers.
Brilliant show.
Both written, it's Lindelof.
Lindelof did The Leftovers and Watchmen, yeah.
Both written by him.
Yeah.
And he's brilliant.
Yeah,
he's
brilliant. And I think Leftovers is a really good successor to Lost because it's got the same spirit and emotion and feeling as Lost.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful show. Really good.
If I do the podcast, will you come on an episode?
Oh, man, I'd love to. That would be an honour.
Right, hang on a minute. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add to your name. Hang on a minute. I'm going to... where's my edit? I'm going to say Michael Lost Podcast. Right.
You're a star. Thank you so much.
It will happen. It might be a little while, but
But I'm looking forward to it. It's really good. As soon as you said it, I got excited. I had a little dance. It's all good.
A little dance. Oh, in that case.
Wow.
All right. It's going to happen. Hey, nice one, Michael. Thanks for talking
Thank
to us.
You
I appreciate
so much.
It. Speak to you soon.
Night,
see you later.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
There we go. It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
I watched the first series of Lost, and I think when I realised that there was going to be a second series, I went, nah. Not for me.
A lot of people said that nothing happened. There were a couple of episodes. I mean, the episode where it was all about Jack's tattoos. That was a real case of, guys. But then the writers kind of went, oh, okay, no one likes the tattoo episode. We won't be doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of moved on. I just got a feeling that we'll see where we get to with this. Hello, caller.
Hey, Ian Lee.
There we go. Thank you very much indeed. It's funny because it said your name was Becky. And but that was a boy's voice.
Yeah, unless Becky's his mum and he's nicked her phone.
Becky Smollen. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Nick. Good evening.
Hello, Nick. What can we do for you, Nick?
Yeah, just a quick call, really. Don't you think it's weird how you kind of fall into something you don't realise you're into, and then you realise you've been listening to it for four nights in a row?
What on earth could you be talking about, Nick?
No idea.
No idea. Well, I'm glad you've fallen into
it. I've been seduced. I've been seduced, and I've subscribed, so...
Yes!
Oh, well, we're assuming he's talking about us.
Oh.
Yes, basically.
Maybe it means Alan Bezek.
I came here via Mr. Mortimer.
Oh, okay.
Ah, right.
Isn't he good?
Which he's... I know he's very vulnerable, but he's lovable. And he's a bit of a genius.
I feel sorry for his poor wife, though.
But watch them teeth.
Yeah.
Those teeth will be around when we're all long gone.
I think everyone agrees he's a bit of a genius. So.
Oh, he's. I don't know if you've ever been in his company, Nick. I've been lucky enough. I've been in his company several times, not for a while, but he's one of those people. It's just effortless, and he won't be doing a routine or anything. He'll just be talking, and you cannot stop laughing at him. You can't stop laughing. It's so wonderful.
Like when we were talking to him, sometimes he was saying something quite serious and I realised I had a big grin on my face just because he's adorable.
Yeah. He's a real gentleman. He's been so kind to me as well through the years and I'm eternally grateful. But he got you hooked on this rubbish, did he?
Yeah, he just sent some random link and it's a kind of funny weird because I kind of thought, I recognise that guy from... the 11 o'clock show and that was like 98 or something.
98 it started, yeah.
It's weird how things like time folds within itself and you know you join the dots and all, that kind of thing.
I love the line time falls within itself. I know exactly what you mean by that. It's suddenly we're old, Nick. Suddenly we're old and 1998 is 22 years ago.
Well, I'm 35. I feel old now, so I don't know.
Baby. A baby. I used to joke when I was on LBC, which I would have been 31, 32. I used to joke that 30, well, it was half a joke. I said it because I knew it would annoy people, that 37 was the cutoff point. And once you got past 37, you were past it. And people like in their, and you know what? At the age of 47, I kind of believe it. There's something magic about 37, I think. Yeah. And that seems like a lifetime. How old are you if you don't? You're 42, aren't you, Catherine?
Yeah, I'm 43 next month.
43 next month. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you feeling about that?
I don't give a toss. but I don't want... I used to like birthdays. Now I don't care. My 40th, I didn't care. I didn't want to discuss it. I didn't feel bad about it, but I just don't feel like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I actually think that... I think from my... mid-30s to now, I've kind of found myself again after getting a bit lost with sort of, you know, being mum and all these different things happen and being in jobs that I wasn't crazy about. And I feel like suddenly I'm kind of free of a lot of that stuff and I don't particularly care what anyone cares about or thinks about me anymore.
Yeah.
Whereas before I was always trying to chase that, you know.
Nick, what's your favourite Vic and Bob or your favourite Vic and Bob show?
You put me on the spot there.
I know, it's a tough question. I tell you what, I was going to say House of Fools, but then I just remembered the Weekenders. Did you ever see the Weekenders?
Oh yeah, that was fantastic. Actually, yeah,
that was like a one-off show they did for Channel 4. It was like a pilot,
a really good show.
And it's like an avant-garde film. It's got Phil Oakey from the Human League in. And
that's
it's
right, dry. Yeah.
I've interviewed him. He's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. But he does a thing about they meet him at a meat festival in a field, and someone says, "Will you leave a deposit, a monetary deposit?" And Phil Oakey just starts, "Ho ho ho ho!" I'm going to find it and play it. Dear listener, it kind of slipped through the net. Go and find The Weekenders with Vic and Bob. It is beautiful. It's kind of, I think you could argue, it was like the inspired Catterick 10 years later or whatever.
It's true. That's actually on the money.
Yeah, I know my stuff, man. Well, listen, Nick, I'm glad you stuck around and you know that Bob brought you here and that you thought it was worth watching. It's hit and miss, this show. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. It's hit and miss.
Well, only because there's no plan.
Yeah.
My four-day summary would be it's good stuff, well delivered. And I like the cut of your jibs, plural.
Thanks very much.
Nick, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate that. And I didn't say my friend. I wanted to say my friend.
You didn't say sport either.
And I didn't say sport. Where is it? I want to find the clip of Phil Oakey on the Weekenders. It's some show. It's like an avant-garde film, and it's... Here we go. Let me just...
I don't think I ever saw this.
Oh, it's
when
beautiful.
When was this? When?
Just round about the time of Big Night Out.
Oh, I used to love that. But I remember trying to show my friends that, and they didn't get it. Big Night Out, I had it on video.
Yeah. I remember the first episode, he sang I'm a Believer, and I was in.
In.
Right, so here we go. You can't... No. You can't be sponsoring Vic and Bob. That's outrageous. Do you want to remove these two items? Yes. And I want to put this up there. Yes. Here we go. So this is a 50-second scene, Vic and Bob in the Weekenders. Let me make this a little bit smaller. Here we go. Look at this meat festival.
Wow! Nice. Featuring the Red Arrows.
Look, Jim, if it's what you really want, why don't you just buy it?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go and have a look at some others.
What's your life?
Can I lay a deposit on it?
What?
No! A monetary deposit!
Hey, we're having a laugh here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Come on, let's have a look at the other stall.
All right.
It's good, isn't it?
I just love him.
It's so much fun, that. And we've got 3,328 viewers. We got close to 4,500 again.
Greetings.
Thank you so much for watching. Do you want to tell them who we are and what we're doing here? We've got 20 minutes
One
left.
Of us, well, you'll have to... this is a riddle. One of us is Ian Lee. One of us is me.
That's going to get him coming back for more.
Yeah,
it?
I know. I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a dress that's slightly too tight.
Weeknight at 9 o'clock. UK time, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And it is very specific.
4 p.m. You're an idiot. New York time. Yeah, it's the time, and it's 3 hours at least. It could be longer sometimes. And you can call in if you're in the UK. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you you can Skype in from anywhere around the world. TLNA is the thing.
But what are the topics?
Mangani, excuse me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is a prank call. Hello? Oh, no, it's not.
We recognise you.
Hey, it's Pinky's Funhouse. Let's get Pinky up on the screen.
I gotta turn the mute thing off over here.
Woo!
you had a double thing going on over
Hang
there.
Hang on a minute. I'm still getting used to these.
Let's put you in.
Pinky is coming on. Pinky is who we raided last night. Yes. Look at you. Your beautiful hair. Your beautiful apartment.
I'm still trying to catch up with everything from last night.
Hello, you two. We were so pleased that you got in touch with us because, oh, my God, what a lot of fun. We were watching you for ages.
How did it? Because you
calling and I'm like, am I being rude? Am I interrupting a call right now?
So you were streaming live for that because we got a lot of people. Pinky, is that why I'm calling you Pinky or am I calling you Kayla?
Well, either one, whatever. I don't care.
I'm going to go for Pinky. I used to go to school with a girl whose name was Pinky. She was Chris and Pinky. It's a great name. So for that, we got lots of new people, Pinky, who don't know what Twitch is. So what we do at the end of the show, we do a thing called a raid where we try and find someone who hasn't got many viewers, but we like the look of.
Yeah,
as well.
They look cool.
You got me on a bad night, darling.
What?
Shut the front door.
You've got a tie-dye house. That's what caught our eye.
We saw you and we thought she looks wonderful. Let's raid here. And I think you had a couple of viewers and we brought in, I don't know, it was I don't know, 700, 800, whatever it was. And then you freaked out and you said that you'd only just started streaming.
Yeah.
How long you been doing it for?
Like the tie-dyeing or streaming in general?
Are you tie-dyeing on stream?
Well, like streaming, like tie-dyeing while I'm peeing or just streaming on Twitch?
You're streaming while you're peeing?
This has taken a very strange turn.
I didn't think I wanted to see that, but I'm up for it. How long have you been streaming on Twitch?
Okay, I think it's about 2.5, maybe 3 months, maybe now.
Okay, how are you finding it?
Well, my husband streams on there, Charlie.
Okay, and what kind of stuff is he doing?
Oh, he's a gamer.
What I loved about that yesterday was that you started getting all these people popping into your stream and he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I didn't know what was going on.
I'm going to end my stream. I'm happy. He's taking pictures of the screen, getting all the numbers, storing it.
It was all right.
I hope our people were kind to you. And if they weren't, just block the idiots.
Oh, I usually just, negativity.
Good. Good, because unfortunately we seem to be, and we seem to, for some reason, have been targeted by, what's the phrase? Oh, white supremacists, unfortunately. Oh. Imagine, it's 2020. So we kind of have a few come in the chat, and I'm just aware, it's only a few, but I'm just always aware, I don't want to take that negativity.
Pass it on to someone else.
I think it's rude to bring white supremacists around to your house, is what I'm
trying.
You gotta
have your crystals and stuff around you, you guys. Come on. You don't sage before a stream?
Yeah, no, we don't sage. I imagine myself bathed in a white healing light.
Well, yeah. Protect your energy all around.
You're looking so glamorous.
Well, I have a nice little desk lamp here.
Oh, that's
my makeshift streaming light.
So how often are you streaming then, Pinky?
Oh, I don't know. Whenever I go live.
just when you fancy it?
Yeah, Depends on the universe, I guess.
What's he up to? What's going on back there? I'm suspicious.
Yeah, what are you up to over there?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
You're wearing like a tie-dye that I made like how many years ago? Not even. It's an OG like tie-dye. Way older than that.
It's an OG tie-dye.
An OG tie-dye. Oh, we had somebody from OG Hampshire. Are you here?
Are you having...
It was just Hampshire here. There's no new. It's just Hampshire.
It's the original Hampshire. The original.
They tried to make it better OG. The second time.
It's glamorous.
Are you guys having fun? That's all I want to know. You having fun?
Oh, we're always having fun. Living in the moment.
Beautiful. What is he doing now?
Oh, he's doing something in his backpack. Grabbing. Vaping. Oh, his vape juices.
He's vaping, baby. What flavor are we having today?
What flavor, darling?
Mango, tangerine, guava, menthol.
Where do they come up with all these names for things, anyway?
Why would you put menthol?
Like when you're sniffing candles, they're like, mountain breeze. And like, this smells like clean linen. Like, I don't smell this when I go into the nature. Like, and I'm there all the time.
Yeah, well, I've never smelt a mountain breeze. I felt it.
I smelt one. It was kind of sheepy.
Okay, yeah. A little bit. Sheepy. Hey, listen, Pinky, what? Just give us the name of your stream again, so that we'll put it in the chat. So if anybody, one of my mods is going to put it in the chat. So if anyone wants to come and check you out, I know you got a few follows last night.
Yes, I did. Oh, that was amazing. You guys are all amazing.
Give us the name of your stream so that we can type it in.
Pinky's Funhouse, one word.
Pinky's Funhouse. Beautiful. All right. Hey, listen, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you for being so delightful.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. It was great to talk to you guys.
It's a pleasure. Give us a call anytime. We'll see you later on.
Bye.
Bye. Someone said, I like the way you pretend that you invented raids. No, not at all. I'm just aware that we have a lot of people. The reason we got this gig is because Twitch wanted us to bring people over to Twitch that had never used Twitch before. So explaining.
Or do they mean because we used to do something similar before? Is that what they mean?
No, they were. It was a non-sub. Here we go. I do love how you act like you invented the idea of a raid. Says, gosh, as friends rust.
I love the way you thought you'd come up with that yourself.
Yeah, tough guy.
I mean, don't be mean about it. We're just trying to explain it to people who haven't been here this whole time.
Yeah, exactly. It's a new thing, and there are a lot of people who have absolutely no idea what it is. So we are telling them what it is. What's your problem?
Get out of the bitter bar and play in the hay, man.
Time to celebrate and support and applaud the businesses that have decided to get on the late night alternative bandwagon and support us. First up, of Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, gelaw.co.uk. I'm going to read a testimonial a little bit later on, but just to let you know that they are they use a unique joint legal and psychological approach to law. They avoid all of the she says, he says nonsense. When people get divorced, quite often, wasn't actually the case with me, but quite often it can be, you want to give them that? Well, you could keep that, and you could keep that, and actually you could probably take that off them as well. They don't do that, because that is damaging to you, to your ex-partner, to any kids that may be there, and it's flipping horrible. They avoid all of that.
Basically, they get it. They get that it's one of the most difficult times of your life, and they try and make it a heck of a lot easier for you. They don't get involved in the, as you say, the sort of stirring things up. And they also want to make sure that you're all right at the same time as making sure you're financially all right.
So, gelaw.co.uk. gelaw.co.uk is the website. SommersWasteSolutions.com is the second website that we urge you to go and have a look at. Go and have a look at that. Open up another window on your internet browser.
And before you say, oh, I live in the middle of nowhere, they won't have any coverage for me. They will. They're national and they're hugely flexible. They can sort out your food waste, your industrial waste, your toxic waste. But if you're on a smaller scale, they can also do that. They'll provide you with skip hire. They will look at what you need and tailor a solution ideally for you. Also, they're kind of run by a cat. So you know that they're going to get the job done.
Bob. Hey, Bob. Bob.
He takes no nonsense.
Bobby Bob Bob. Bob, sir. Bobby Bob Bobs. I think they're actually going to make Bob T-shirts. I'm totally in for that.
I'd love one of those.
If you get in touch with them, they are almost definite that if you switch and save today, you will save money. If you switch to them today, they are confident that they can save you money. They are encouraging businesses to move across to Sommers Waste Solutions for their waste management. The majority of the time, they say they can help save you money by doing this. Why the hell would you not want to do that? Why the hell would you not want to do that?
Consider yourselves told.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. If you're wondering what I'm rubbing on my head, I'm addicted to this stuff.
You're not as bad with it as you were.
I'm trying to... I need to play with the camera tomorrow because I've put it on a wrong setting, which means it won't focus.
If you put your finger there, will it focus?
No, because the other night I panicked. We were about to go live and it wouldn't focus.
Yeah.
So I then went deep into the settings and fiddled around, which I shouldn't have done, because all you got to do is just half press the button. I've since worked out. But I've undone every setting I've done. You're wondering what camera I'm using. It's a Panasonic Lumix GH5. We're streaming in 60 FPS at 1080p. That is what's going on. But I've muffed up the settings on there. So it's a brilliant camera being operated by... But even when it's being operated by an idiot, look at the quality of this stream.
It looks pretty good, yeah.
Look at the quality of the stream. But so this forehead is stuff that you put on your head and it cools you down. I've cut back on it because it is having less effect on me.
Also, the other day when you did it, it made your head really red, didn't it?
Yeah,
the top.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Love it. What's your problem?
I mean,
hey, Dan. Aesthetic.
Pinky's Funhouse is...
Okie dokie. Missed that, Dan. Sorry,
we got nicer than you.
We got cut off, Dan. I didn't hear what you said. Dan? Dan, didn't hear what you said, mate.
Oh.
Oh, look. Look, it's our mate Emma. Oh, no. I got a feeling this is going to be... Hello?
John!
Nope.
The fastest... the fastest cut-off finger in the West. That's what you got here, guys. It's the fastest cut-off finger in the West. Don't mess with me. Yeah.
Emma Corsham.
Emma Corsham.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing? What a lovely thrill to look over and see your name popped up on the screen.
Oh, I was just watching the stream and then I was like, oh, I'll try and give him a call because I've just finished work and I thought I would. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah. I'm tired. I've had a long day. I'm hot. It's very hot in here. And Kath won't let me take off all my clothes like the
after
song.
After last time, God.
Sorry about that. I didn't realise it was that loose. yeah, good. How are you? Where are you allowed to tell us where you've just been working?
Oh, I'm just doing podcast stuff now completely. So at home, just working from home, editing.
Is that with Jeff? Are you doing that with Jeff? Or is this... Because I know you're doing stuff with Jeff.
Yeah, I still do Jeff and Ed Miliband's thing. So I'll be doing that again the weekend. I was doing comedy stuff. So I was doing Pappies.
Oh, I love Pappies.
Oh, yeah. So they do like a weekly... We've been doing... like daily stuff for them for lockdown and all this sort of stuff. So I'm working with them loads.
I'll send them my best. I love them. I haven't seen them for ages.
Oh, they're really, yeah, they're doing so well.
Yeah.
I do loads of podcasty stuff. So I'm just messing about with that. And then, yeah, it just means I end up working till late because sometimes you need to.
Cleaners turning up and putting the chairs up, reminding you that you have a life outside work.
Yeah, what a life. What are those?
Emma, am I right? The first time I met you was when you came and volunteered to help out at a show I was doing at the Hen and Chickens.
Had we met before that? I came and helped. Yeah, I came.
I can't remember
if we had that.
Huh?
I remember her being there.
Yeah,
it was shows. You were doing. You did. I was the usher for it because yeah. Because the tickets ran out, and so I sent you a message saying,
that was it.
Oh, if any tickets come up, or if you need a hand with anything, let me know. And because it was like a 5-minute walk from my house.
Beautiful.
And then, because we went for a meal afterwards, didn't we?
Yeah. I think that was the first time that we'd met. We didn't meet at LBC, did we? You never came in.
No, we met at a student radio conference.
Okay. That might have been first.
Yeah, I think it was probably that. And then we were all, me and loads of students were drunk afterwards and phoned up when you were Absolute.
Yes. Hey, that wasn't the student radio thing where I did a really dumb competition. I said, right, the first person to come up on stage.
And like everyone went mad. Yeah, it was that one.
And I think some guy really hurt himself and like to come up on stage. I don't even know what you want, a T-shirt or I don't know what it was.
Someone really like properly went over there,
did their leg in.
It was like Hertfordshire, like uni building thing, and there was like some awards that you were hosting, I think.
Yeah.
There you go. So I've got a selfie from that years ago.
Good.
Somewhere.
But you're well and everything is all right.
Yeah, I mean it's madness, isn't it? All this lockdown stuff.
I want COVID over, but COVID ain't going to be over for ages. But me and Kath are talking about the effect it's having, not necessarily obviously on our kids. Maybe our kids aren't showing that they're being impacted, but the things that we see, like not being able to go on holiday, your kid going to school.
I saw it today. My eldest had to go to school to be shown, you know, the sort of new regime, and they were all given like individual times to be there because they could only go around one at a time. And the way she walked through to the door of school, I could tell for the first time that she was feeling kind of nervous about it.
Yeah,
and then she came out absolutely bouncing and saying, yeah, I know exactly what I'm going to do. It's going to be fine. And there's me thinking, oh, my God, this is such a shame. But she's going to be all right. It's not right though, is it?
It's not right. And I just want it over. But I think I'm more stuck with
nervous about this. The sort of slow, unsure unlocking than I am about the lockdown though, because I just like. At least if you're told to be at home, you know to be at home. Whereas this kind of, you can go out, but you shouldn't go out. But there's like, you can have household and bubbles and things. And
this new thing about now it's going to be, you know, when do I have to wear a mask? So if you're going in to pick something up, takeaway, you don't have to wear the mask. But if you're going to sit down to, you know, you do have to wear the mask. But if you're going to sit down to eat, you don't. That could be the same place.
If I'm going into a building that is not my house, I'm putting a mask on. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's really nice to talk to you. Give us a call.
Oh, yeah. Again. Need to speak to you. All right, I will do.
See you later. Thank you. Take care. Ta-ra. Bye-bye. I'm going to close the Skype for tonight. What lovely, 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 lovely calls.
To a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.